Your reaction to the ruling?
Well, my reaction was that it's a good ruling. The judge acknowledged that there are different issues at play here in terms of the formation of marriage, in terms of the balance of religious freedom, and he took what, in my opinion, is a high road and said that we need to protect monogamous marriage and that the benefits of that outweigh any limitations that might be imposed on freedom of religion. He recognized that freedom of religion, though, is an important factor in the process.
He didn't ban common law polygamous relationships, though. Why is it such an important distinction that there actually is a ceremony, something that actually it makes it a marriage rather than just a relationship?
It's very interesting that he noted that, and I think that's an important distinction. The main reason, in my opinion, is that the benefits of marriage, and this is research seen around the world in many different countries and many different cultures, the benefits of marriage far outweigh any other form of family formation. Kids benefit best when they're raised by the married mom and dad. Men and women both benefit by being married in terms of health applications, wealth applications, education applications, general outcomes. And so there is a distinct difference when we look at the benefits of marriage versus the outcomes of common law marriage as well.
You're talking about the benefits of marriage, though, but those are things that people can enter into freely on their own, and they can decide whether those benefits are what they want or not what they want. Why is this a matter for the law?
Well, I think it's something that government can do, the law can do, by saying we understand that this is an important feature. These are important outcomes that we want within society, and therefore we want to protect that and support that as much as we can. We often think that these types of relationships are strictly personal relationships and private relationships, and in many senses they are. However, the outcomes of those relationships often have great impact across society. When children aren't doing as well in school, when there's a marriage breakdown because of different factors going into the marriage to start with, society pays for those. They often pay financially, but they also pay with social costs as well.
You can make the argument, though, that there are damaging effects of adultery, that cheating on your spouse is harmful to your spouse, it's harmful to your family, it's harmful to society.
Absolutely.
But it's not illegal.
That's very true. That's very true. And I think that there's a fine line here, and it's difficult to fully say where are we going to draw that line. But I think in this case that the judge has taken a good approach and said we wish to protect marriage. Marriage is not perfect because people are involved, and we all have our failings. And marriage is hard work, but it's worthwhile work, and it's worth protecting as well. And society benefits when marriage is in place.
The fact that the law is upheld doesn't mean the law will be enforced. Are you discouraged by the fact that in many jurisdictions, including British Columbia, it doesn't appear as though law enforcement officials really want to press charges against people in polygamous marriages?
Well, that'll be interesting to follow in the coming years and months and years ahead, actually. For this has obviously been discussed in British Columbia for some time now, with the Bountiful case in particular. But there's been a resistance to move ahead with charges pending the outcome of this case or what led up to this case. Now that this has gone through the court action, we'll have to see if it's appealed to the BC Court of Appeal or ultimately to the Supreme Court of Canada. But at some point, the law is going to be upheld if it continues along this note. And in that case, then we'll have to be saying to court officials or to law officials saying, okay, the law has been upheld. We see a breach of the law over here. Now we need to continue with enforcing the law as well. So I think that the background of why haven't these things been enforced has been largely because the law has been under a bit of a gray cloud at this time.
Do you expect that there will be appeals to this and that we'll see this case go all the way to the Supreme Court? In other words, has victory not yet been won for your side?
It's been a victory at this point, but certainly it's only the battle, not the war on this one. I would be surprised if it's not appealed to at least the Supreme Court of Canada, or not appealed up to the Supreme Court of Canada. These are important issues, important cases, and I would fully expect that it is going to be appealed, which means we're going to be talking about this again over the next couple of 3 years.
All right, Dave Quist, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.